Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Vibe to the soundtrack of your soul. Every beat and lyric will move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL.
Hey, it's Kitty. Today I have Carrie, the lead singer of Scarlet Rain. This band is said to be the most memorable band from a town you've never heard of. Their music has been described as raw, engaging, emotional, and everything that's great about classic hard rock with a new exciting twist. All right, before we dive in, I love to ask the question, what is something that most people may not know about you?
So I guess maybe just the people that are kind of close to me. I actually own a candle business. I hand pour and hand make candles and candle melts. So I have this little hobby. I'd like to go sell them at farmers markets. So it's kind of just like this side gig that I just love doing. I kind of discovered it over COVID. Like I was just bored one day and I was like, I'm just going to make some candles for Christmas. And then it turned out that I love doing it. So I'm kind of a busybody. You know, your typical type A busybody. So I've had it going for, I want to say close to 4 years, three and a half years now.
Do you
so
have a name of the, is it a business officially or do you have a name?
It is. Yep. It's called Afterburn Candle Co.
Nice. What is your favorite fragrance that you do?
Oh man, I have this one and this is just complete confession right here, but it's called Mango Cocoa. I have a physical addiction to it, like physical addiction. I actually made it into a room spray so I can spray it in my car. I spray it in my office. I made it into a body spray so I can spray it on myself. Like it's bad. It is a problem.
I understand. I sell crystals and herbs and teas and things like that. And one of my business partners makes oils and I'm always like, you smell so good. I get it. So I love that you do that. Do you sell it online or is it just solely on farmers market?
Yeah, so I do have an Etsy page as well. So it's just Afterburn Candle Co. I probably put as much money into it as I make back. So it's kind of even Steven. At least I'm not losing money on this little hobby, but it's
fun for
me.
You get to make your
me.
Own for free, basically.
Right. Yeah. The best part literally is watching people's faces as they're smelling candles because, you know, there's so many people out there with so many different sensitivities to scents and some like them and some hate them. And just to see their faces, like when they're smelling them, and this probably sounds really creepy. It sounds creepy coming out of my mouth.
I watch
but like,
you smell.
Watch you smell things. Like that is so creepy. It's so entertaining because it's like, you know, I'll get couples that'll come up and the wife is just like, oh, I love this one. I love this one. Yeah. And she'll hold the candle up to her husband's nose and he's just disgusted. Like he wants nothing to do with that smell. He never wants to smell it again. And it's just like,
What about this one?
It's a good time. It's a good time for me. I enjoy doing it. So
I love that. So what are some of your musical influences?
I've got a couple of them. My dad was in bands and wrote music. He's a very talented singer. He plays trombone. He plays keys. He plays guitar, bass, drums. Like he's just, so I kind of grew up watching him do this in bands and, you know, making his own albums and stuff. And so he's been a very big musical influence in my life. He raised us listening to, you know, the classic 80s rocker tunes. I can thank him for my own obsession with the band Heart. Like Ann and Nancy Wilson are huge, huge, like they're just gods to me. I love them so much. But I grew up in that 80s kind of era. I listen to everything from, you know, rap to pop to hip hop to country. So there's a lot of widespread influences in my life musically.
Yeah, I'm always a big fan of the 80s, the hair band era. But I think there's just like a 4 year time frame really that you can be involved in to where that's really the era for you to appreciate it as much.
Yeah, absolutely.
So have you always wanted to be a musician, or is that some people are born into it, some people have something that happened in their life and kind of flip that switch? What was your journey?
I never really thought about pursuing it. I guess I would just sing along with the radio. I would sing in, school choir and church choir, but I never was like, oh, I think my voice is so amazing that I should go out and start a band and be
Right,
a singer.
right.
There was never any like, I think I
Yeah.
should do this. And then I actually started dating my husband, and he was in a band. And so there was another band that they played with a lot, and they wanted to do a cover of Hailstorm, Familiar Taste of Poison. And
Good
so
song.
obviously, yeah, amazing song.
Great
Lizzie
song.
Hale, also another huge influence on me. She's such a badass. But so they came to me and they're like, hey, we want to just cover this song one time just for fun. It was like this big Halloween show. And I was like, okay, I'll, give it hell. And so of course I was terrified. Like,
I'm sure.
I don't sing karaoke. I'm terrified of singing public. Like, I'd never done anything like that before. And so I ended up doing the song with them, and it was just like so exhilarating. And I was just loved it so much. And I kind of went back to the guys and I was like, hey, y'all, I want to start a band. Or if you guys
Let's
are cool with
do
it, I'm cool with it. I would like to keep this going. And, here we are. Gosh, what is it? 13, almost 14 years later.
Wow,
So,
that's a good run. That is a good
yeah.
run. So, do you have a specific song that you've written that holds a deeper meaning to you on a personal level? I know there's so many different songs when you're a writer, but is there one that's like, yeah, that's that one?
Yeah, it's kind of, like the question, like, who's your favorite child?
Right.
Because it's like you go
Yes.
through this process of, as Scarlet Rain as a band, we sit down together as a group. A lot of people will say like, oh, who's, the main songwriter of your band or whatnot, but we've got a pretty special relationship. We all sit down together, the boys kind of just jam out a tune, and I record it, I bring it back to my home studio, and then I kind of just, piece it all together, write the lyrics, write the melodies. So yeah, I mean, everything that you write is, obviously comes from your heart, from your soul. Like, it's a piece of you. But there is one song in particular that it's on our newest album that's going to be released. And this song actually is already released as a single, but it's called Keep It Quiet. For some reason, oh my gosh, and I might even tear up during this part, because
That's
it's just
okay.
so, it's such an emotional song for me. It was a really crazy experience writing the song. I sat down, kind of arranged all the parts, and it was just like this complete out of body experience. And I just started writing, and it just started just pouring out of me. And I was just like, I did not realize I could write like that. And
Yeah.
usually, when I'm writing songs, there's version A and then there's B, and I'm, constantly like making new versions, putting it all together, making it make sense and making it flow well. And this song literally was just right out of the gate. Just, here's the lyrics, that's what you get. And it was just, I had never done that before. And so it was kind of this crazy experience, and I came out of it and I was like, wow, like, what just happened? That was like
Yeah.
such a cool, like, spiritual experience for me. And
Yeah.
so, yeah, it's basically about, I think at the time in my life when I wrote it, I was feeling a lot of frustration and kind of mental turmoil about my daily obligations as a human. It's like you get up in the morning, you take care of the pets, you take care of the kids, I drive to work, I work all day, I come home, I make dinner, I keep the house clean. It's like all these obligations. And I, for some reason, I was just feeling very weighed down with all of that. And so I think that was kind of the inspiration of to just help get that off my chest. Like,
Wow.
here's all these obligations, but at the same time, you need to take a look at your life and try to be grateful and look at the positive things. Like, you have, a house, it keeps you warm. We live in Utah, so we need shelter here. It's really cold here in the
Right.
winter. And so it kind of gave me like this double perspective. Like, I was able to get this like emotional baggage off of my chest, but at the same time, it helped me kind of give perspective back to myself. Like, you need to, kind of step back a little bit
Yeah,
and realize all the
self-reflect.
things that you have. Like, be grateful for what you have. And
Yeah.
so, yeah, it's a very powerful song to me. Yeah, the single's out. We also have a music video on YouTube, so you can check that out as
No,
well.
that's perfect. No, self-reflection is a big deal, and it changes who you are once you start doing it.
Yeah,
Just the whole
yep.
self-reflection part. So that is a perfect segue. The next question is, how has music impacted your ability to move through the storms of life? Whether it be you writing it and singing, or just in general riding in the car and screaming, before you begin, like how has that impacted you?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I said, music has always kind of been a big part of my life, even through my childhood and whatnot. But being able to make the music, I have people come up to me and they're like, "How do I start a band? How do I write music? What can I do to, kind of do what we're doing?" And I was like, "You know what? The best thing you can do, just sit down, start writing, just write. Just write,
Yeah.
write, write." Like I said, it's not going to be good at first. Like, I've written some real shit stuff. Like, it's
Right.
terrible. You think it's all awesome, and then you go back 2 days later and read it, and you're like, "What? No, this is not, no. Throw it, X, X, X,
That
get
zone,
it
but
out of there, pretend like it never happened." But like, once you can kind of tap into that part of your mind where it's just like, okay, I have these emotions, I have these feelings, and I know I'm not the only one else out there that has these. So it's just like, writing down this stuff and then being able to express my emotion and, some things I've gone through to other people. Like, I just hope there's anybody out there that can help
Yeah.
inspire or help feel better, or if, they're going through the same situation, they can kind of just like, oh, there's somebody else out there. Like, Carrie from
Yeah.
Scarlet Rain also feels like she's an ungrateful person sometimes and gets depressed
Right.
about it. And yeah, so I just
Yep.
hope that I can have, if I can reach one person,
Yeah.
I'll feel like I've done my job.
I
So
think that's what it's about, because people really, that's something that I teach a lot on, is people just need a safe space. They need to feel seen, or at least acknowledged. So when they can look at someone performing and they're like, oh, if they can feel like their life sucks, big fat ones, then I mean, that's okay for me to think that too. And so I
yeah.
think that that's so impactful. And that's part of why I like to do this, because you get to hear different stories from all different kinds of people and all different kinds of artists. And music is one thing that really unites all of us. Like, we all get it, even if we don't speak the same language or have the same faith or anything like that. Music always binds everybody.
Yeah, that's like the craziest thing about music is it's like you can hear something that somebody wrote in Spain, or it doesn't even have lyrics, but the fact that you can be so moved by instruments or just a tune,
Yeah.
like, and not even necessary lyrics, like, it's just, like they say, music is universal, and
Yeah.
it's just amazing. It's just amazing that we have this ability to have this creative outlet.
Yeah, and it's so great from so many different aspects. And I've had, as I'm sure you have, you could hear the same song 100 times in your lifetime, and then suddenly something happens and you hear it totally different. So it's not even the same song as it was before when you connect with it on that level.
Oh yeah,
So,
absolutely. Yep.
I have a new release out called Detonate, and that's the song that I was sent. And then, of course, I had to share with all my peoples because
Oh.
I love that song so much. Is can you tell me about any of the creation of that song? It's very powerful, and I was like, oh, I bet she's, I feel like she might be spiritual like me. I got it.
Yeah, I was like, you're feeling like what I'm putting down. You're picking it up. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that one was kind of the same way. Like, I had kind of no intentions of like what that song was going to be about, and I kind of just sat down and I was like, you know what? This is like, as you work through a band and you're trying to make it and you're trying to get people to listen to your music and you're trying to get it out there, and it's just like, I kind of sat down and I was like, you know what? This is like our time. Like, we are doing everything we can to like push our music out there, and we're so passionate about it. And I was just like, when I go through the whole chorus of that song that's talking about revolution,
Yeah.
it's a personal revolution. it's my band Scarlet Rain. It's our revolution. And it's just, yeah, it was just so awesome how it came together. And yeah,
Yeah,
it's
it's a
thank you.
great theme song just for anyone. I do a lot of, especially women empowerment when I'm doing teaching, and I was like, oh, it's the theme song. Go get it, go get it. It's so good.
Yeah, it's
It's not just
exactly
that it's
that.
good, it's very powerful. Like
Oh,
it's powerful.
thank you.
So tell me what's coming up for you. Do you have new music, new, do you have shows coming up? Kind of tell me what's going on with you coming soon.
Yeah, we've got, oh my gosh, we have our show schedule is like totally crazy booked right now. A lot of the shows we play are out of Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay.
So we play a couple of shows over in Logan, which is in like the north part. But yeah, we're playing down at a place called the Ice House tomorrow night, and then we've got some other stuff booked for November and December. New Year's parties, we usually always play those and such. But
Yeah.
yeah, we've been releasing singles over the last, I want to say, 2 years now. But we've got two more releases coming off, and then we're going to kind of combine them and release them as the album, which I
Nice.
don't know and I don't think is popular to do anymore. But like,
Yeah.
I'm old school and I want it as an
I
album.
know that.
So
Yeah.
here I am.
It's I had an interview the other day and they're like, well, we're gonna release it on vinyl. And I was like, I get it, like we're all going back, especially in our age range, it's like we're going back, it's fine. So
I freaking love it. But it was like, I'm like the, I used to, you'd buy a CD and you'd sit there and listen from like song to song to song. And it was like, these artists are purposely putting a flow together. So one song is flowing into the next song,
Yeah.
which is flowing to the next song and the next one. So it's like, I feel like when you just re sit and release singles, you're never kind of putting the ideas together and like making the flow from song to song.
Yeah.
And
You
so,
missed the
yeah,
whole story. You missed the
it's
whole encompassing story.
a, yeah. And a lot of this album, I kind of write in themes and like, so this new album, you can actually see the cover right here. It's called Bad Monkeys. I don't know if you can get a good shot of that, but yeah, it's just kind of like, I'll kind of get my mind set on like a theme. And then I just kind of run with it for, 8 or 10-ish songs or whatnot. And so kind of the running theme with this set of songs is just kind of looking inward, breaking yourself down. What are my weaknesses? How do I fix them? And just like recognizing the things I can do personally to be a better human. And so I read all the Four Agreement books. I have to give credit. I have to give credit
Yeah.
to those books. So that was kind of the catalyst that set me off onto this path of this new album. It was very inspiring to me. And so a lot of the songs are just kind of like,
Yeah. And those are great books. Those are great books for any, I mean, really any belief system if you just look a little bit deeper. And of course, I feel like it's just all interconnected, so it doesn't matter. But for more people, it is. It really is inspiring and helps you kind of look at yourself a little differently. So.
Yeah, I wish to God I would have read those books about 20 to 30 years ago, because I was like, where were these? Like, where was these books when I was like in my early 20s and, fighting with all of my emotional self? I was just like, oh my gosh, like there should be a class taught to every kid in this country and in the world.
There
Like every
should.
person should be required to read these books because they're just so,
Yeah.
it's just like, oh, I love them. I'm just like a huge fan of it. So I'm grateful that those books made their way into my life and it inspired this entire album. So it's been pretty cool.
I love that. I love that so much. That speaks my language for real. That speaks
Yeah.
my language.
That's awesome.
Where can the fans find you, find information about you? What's the easiest way for them to connect?
Yeah, so we are on all the social media platforms. We're on TikTok, I think under Scarlet Rain Band. Actually, if you look for this logo, I'll just put it in front of my face. Here
Yeah,
it
I just found it myself on there, so I went on there to go. So yeah, I it is under there.
So yeah, we're on TikTok. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We do have a YouTube channel, so we release, videos on there every once in a while. We actually just got done recording a music video for Bad Monkeys, so which
Okay.
is this guy right here. That's the title track to this new album. We just recorded pretty awesome music video. We're pretty stoked. So that will be releasing, I'm hoping, end of December, maybe the 1st of January. So yeah, if you guys
Nice.
follow us on that YouTube channel, you'll get first take on that one. So
That's what's up. That's great. So I always like to end the podcast or towards the end, I love to kind of pull everybody that I talk to's information together, just kind of for the collective. If someone is struggling and they're having a hard time and they can't seem to keep their head above water, what would be some advice that you would give to them?
I've got a daughter. She's almost 20 now, but we've dealt a lot with mental health issues with her, and I've learned a lot about being a mom, dealing with that situation. And the one thing I guess I always come down to, and it might be too simple, but I see friends or my daughter or somebody going through a hard time, and I just tell them, one day at a time, one step in front of the other. You're not here trying to win a marathon in one day. You're not here winning a marathon in a week. Just take it day by day by day. And just really focusing on keeping a positive frame of mind, which is that's a son of a bitch.
It
Like, I
is.
struggle with it as well. I have to wake up every morning and I'm like, I have to physically tell myself, like, you need to have a good attitude, like, be positive, like, look for the good things. And so just kind of keeping that daily kind of affirmation of pulling in positivity. I've actually been working on that myself a lot this last year, and it does work. It takes time,
It
like I
does.
said, but it's just like one day at a time, one day at a time. Just focus on that day, you'll get through it, and then you can focus on the next one.
And
So,
if a day is too much, then do like minute by minute, but
yeah.
it can be done. And it's just interesting how when you start to revamp, because a lot of times people think when you talk positive that that means your whole life is all rainbows and sunshine. It's like, no, shit still happens. And believe me, it happens, but it really does come to, how do you navigate through it? Can you navigate through the shit storms of life gracefully? And if you can't, then fine, take it minute by minute. But I do think that's a huge part of growth. And it could be an age thing a lot of the time, because I think that, we kind of grow into that. But I think that it's a really beautiful thing when we can look back on ourselves and we're like, oh, I made it. We always focus on that negative part, but we've done it before. We'll do it again.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Is
absolutely.
there anything else you would like to share with us before we go?
I guess I always have to plug my band. Follow
Absolutely.
Scarlet Rain. We're out there. We're on Spotify, iTunes, all the streaming platforms, and yeah, follow us. We're kind of goofs. If you want a good laugh, if you're having a bad day, there'll probably be some kind of dumbassery video you can pull up on our Facebook page or our TikTok page. So, it might give you a laugh, or it might give you a cry, but yeah,
Oh, good. That's
we're
perfect.
there. We're all over the places where everybody else is at. So
Nice. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, and we'll have to connect again, especially as you kind of continue to grow and, find different albums and music. We'll have to reconnect. I'm excited to watch you grow.
Oh,
So,
absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. This has been a blast. Thank you so much.
you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Authentic Life with KL, where we explore the powerful intersection of healing and music. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give a follow and share with your friends. You can find more information about The Authentic Life with KL and Kitty Lynn at kittylynne.com, KittyLynne.com. Thanks so much for listening.